The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only, and not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagenhals, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money, focus on your life. Money don't matter or the stuff it buys. It's the way you think, not what you've got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and we have an incredible show for you yet again this week. I'm thrilled because of this week's key. We're getting to some more good stuff, more meat and potatoes, if you will. Today, to help me bring you this fabulous show, I will be joined by my illustrious producer and country music sensation, Jeremy Shane Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
And have we got an incredible show for you. This week's key, practicing the three R's. Do you know what those are?
I'd be willing to bet you're going to help.
What if I don't tell you?
Well, then I'm going to go home.
No, you can't. You must be here to produce the show.
Okay.
Who is going to make me look good if you're not here?
Maybelline.
There you go. I like that. And welcome our new sponsor, Maybelline. This week's key, practicing the three R's, review, revise, and recommit. Our money word of the day is something everybody should know. Our minutes on your money this week, we have the beginning of a two-part series on clutter. Clutter and costing you money. And then, of course, our ever-popular trivia question. We don't have any guests, so we can focus on practicing our three R's this week. As always, we will talk about your money, your credit, and how to get ahead in any economy. We will also show you how to manage your money easier, saving time and reducing stress using these proven techniques for you to create unlimited wealth and happiness. Isn't that awesome?
Sounds like $1 million.
I think $1,000,001.
I'm happy with $1 million, but whatever.
Okay, well, $1,000,001 is what I need. Anyhow, if you would like to come on the show and have fun with us, we have just the opportunity. Our National Declare Your Financial Independence Day celebration is coming up July 1st, and you can be a specific part of the action by participating in this week's contest. We have a great slogan each and every year to kick off Financial Independence Day, and we would like you to be the one to submit it. So we've decided to create a great contest, and in order to participate, you have to submit your slogan and in 100 words or less, tell us why we should pick yours. Winners receive an opportunity to be our grand marshal on the show, broadcasting with Shane and myself. And also, you will also get a t-shirt with the logo and slogan emblazoned upon it for you to wear everywhere to show people. Plus, you will be featured in all of our national publicity. It will be super fabulous, and Jeremy Shane says that he's going to compete, but he's already on the show, so I think we're just going to disqualify him this week.
Come on now. Throw me a bone.
Well, okay, you're going to have a bone, but you still can't play in the competition. Yurf, yurf, yurf. And don't steal Big Z's. All you need to do to enter to win is send an email to grandmarshal@uywradio.com, grandmarshal@uywradio.com. And if that's too much effort but you still want to play, visit our website at unlockyourwealthradio.com and submit your entry online through our online form. We are eagerly waiting, and this is the last day for entry, so please be sure and submit your entry by midnight today, because goodness gracious, in like a week and a half, It'll be here. I know. I'm getting so excited. I can't believe.
You hear that?
No. The audience. The pocket audience is back. Thank you for sharing your lovely audience with us.
I got my pocket audience out.
Yay. You lost him last week.
I know.
You must have left him in the car. This week's trivia question, for those of you who are Insiders Club members, good on you. You're automatically entered to win our weekly giveaways. But if you are not a member and would like to participate and compete for great money management tools, all you have to do is answer this week's trivia question. As always, our trivia question is based on a previous show. And last week's key was forget the perfection principle. So, do you have any idea what I'm going to be asking?
No, I think you're going to tell me, though.
Where did you learn those mind reading skills? I'm so impressed. Yes, you are correct, and I will tell the listeners as well. In the Forget the Perfection Principle key, what must we focus on in order to successfully pursue prosperity? What must we focus on in order to successfully pursue prosperity? And if you remember, it is part of the forgiveness process, in the four-part forgiveness process. So if you didn't listen to last week's episode, you better download it so you have a better chance of winning. And you can win one of three ways. You can call in, chat in, or email into it. If you call in, that telephone number is area code 718-508-9002. Yeah, I've only been at this 4 years. Hi, I'm new. You can hop in the chat room where I am right now, and you can take your stab at a winning answer, or you can email us if you are listening via download from iTunes or one of the other podcasting opportunities. And you can do that by sending an email to trivia@uiwradio.com. That's trivia@uiwradio.com. Good luck for those of you who are looking to win great money management tools. This is your ticket. And with that, how about we start our two-part series on clutter?
Clutter can cost you, believe it or not.
Seriously?
I mean, that's what it's trying to tell me. One guy apparently was going through his client's home and found a check for $9,000 that he didn't know he had.
What?
And that was the third check, because the first two got canceled because he lost them and he couldn't find them. Now, there does come a point when your mom taught you to clean your room that you should probably listen. Right?
Well, yeah.
One thing is you might miss some payments. What if your clutter is so bad that you don't realize you have payments due? So maybe it's suggesting here that if you break it up and maybe pay them on like twice a month, maybe. Because maybe every week is a little bit too much to do. So do it twice a month, like maybe the 1st and the 15th.
Yeah, that's a good plan. You know, I had a problem with that. And when my dad died, I was really out of sorts. It was a weird deal. It was kind of unexpected. And I was numb for a while. And so I'd get the mail and I'd bring it in the door. And then I would set it in a pile and I would say, well, I'll just do that later. And then I did that like the next day and the next day, and the pile grew and the pile grew, and later never came.
Well, and you're talking about something here that I was going to talk about in a minute anyway.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to continue, then we'll talk about that.
Well, I mean, I can empathize with that particular one because I went through that where it's very costly.
Well, I think that it's just trying to say, think about it. A couple of times a month. That's what I do personally. On the 1st of every month, I'm looking at it. And on the 14th, I usually do it on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure that I'm paying everything. So I know twice a month, it's the 1st, I should do this. So it's the 14th, I should do this. So that's how I keep myself organized.
That's pretty fabulous.
Therefore, if I do it, it's good for everybody else.
It must be good.
Go on what you were talking about. You misplaced your mail. It was saying that Maybe you should put like a trash can by your door so when you come in, you can throw away the stuff you don't want, like the junk mail, and which is a waste of trees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And organize the stuff that's left
but
over.
But it employs the people that cut the lumber.
Okay.
I'm
maybe
sorry.
We could turn that into like the DeLorean from Back to the Future, and he puts garbage in it and runs the car and stuff.
There you go.
But they're saying if you organize it by putting it in different colored folders that possibly you might be able to keep it more organized. You know, open it up, go through it, put it in these folders so you don't lose it. The way I see it is if you're going to go to all that work, just pay the darn things. I mean, if you're going to open it up, go through it all, organize it into separate folders, just take the extra 5 minutes and sit down and just pay the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I see it.
Yes, but I think, and that's kind of separate.
Otherwise, just leave it sitting on top of a shelf. Just get rid of the junk mail and just leave it sitting there. You know you have to do it on the 1st and the 14th or 15th or whatever.
Right. And, you know, just speaking from experience, my mail was not misplaced. I knew exactly where I put it. I just never went back to it. And that was my challenge. And to speak to your point about the organization and the file folders and sorting and things like that, I think that that probably comes from, you know, you open your mail today, but the bill isn't due for a while. And if you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're explicitly budgeted, you might not be able to pay the darn thing today.
What if maybe you put it next to the beer? Like last week we were talking about beer.
Yes.
And drinking. Maybe some people are trying to get you to drink less. If you put your beer, the beer by the bills, maybe you just won't go near the beer as much.
There you go. And then you're not stuck with the tax.
Or if you're desperate enough to have a beer, you might as well have a beer while you're paying bills, right?
There you go.
That's perfect.
Love
I should
it.
Be everybody's life coach.
That's the next commercial. Jeremy Shane, life coach.
Yeah, take what I say to be true.
Call 1-800-GET-SMART now.
Here's another one says, buy clothes that you don't need. That's another clutter buster. I mean, I don't understand how it's a clutter buster, but
yeah.
I do understand that people spend money. They say on average, most people actually buy at least one piece of clothing per week, which adds up after a while.
Wow. Really?
I think I'm still wearing stuff from high school.
Yeah. Hello. That was 25 years ago.
You know, like.
Those are my like litmus tests. Shorts, you know, like if I can still get into them, then that means I'm still as skinny as
you're
I was.
Still okay.
High school, yeah.
That's just me, so I don't know. I think this was kind of going after specific types of people who typically shop more than other types of people.
Why are you giving me that look?
The female persuasion.
Oh, don't
like
even.
But,
although I will throw my mom under the bus, and that was one of my contentions, is she lost her house to foreclosure, and I'm helping her move, and I'm unloading a closet full of clothes with price tags still on them. It's still even in the plastic, you know, that they wrap around the fancier stuff.
And I do know people like that. And, you know, also
makes me come unglued.
Sometimes people will see something and it's half off. They feel like they got to buy it.
Oh, well.
Oh, I got to buy it. It's cheap.
That was the money management principle that I grew up with, that if it's on sale or you have a coupon, you're morally obligated to buy it. You didn't learn that when you were a kid?
No.
You're missing out.
We saved our money to buy ramen noodles.
Well, there you go. See, you know, you had your dad around, so it was different, you know, because like we were so poor, we had to envy the dirt poor kids because they had dirt. You had ramen noodles. You were like rich. What are you talking about?
We didn't have just dirt. We added water to it and made mud.
Nice.
And then when it dried out, we'd throw it at each other.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, we used to throw stuff, but it wasn't quite that.
Here's another thing. You forget to turn in your rebates. Like you buy something, you need to go and
oh, it sucks you in every
rebates.
Time. Oh, get $100 back. You're like, oh, okay, I'll buy that cell phone because I'm saving $100, and then you never get your $100.
Once again, they said it was a clutter buster, and I understand that leaving rebates laying around, you're going to lose money, but I just don't buy the stuff in the first place.
Well, if I was buying the stuff anyway, that's fine. But
well, if you got
if
Burger
I'm
A and Burger B... You know, Burger A, Burger B. Burger B has a rebate of $50, and they're both the same. I'm going to take the rebate, of course.
Right.
And then hope I remember to mail it in.
Well, I think maybe the whole, like, maybe that's on the list for the Clutterbusters because you put it in your pile of crap to do later. But you know what happens?
Sounds to me like people just need to get up off their butt and do stuff that needs to be done.
Well, later never comes. So, because when it's later, it's now again. And so later never comes. I mean, that was what my problem was when I piled up the bills. You know, I'm like, oh, later, I'm stressed out about my dad. Oh, later, later, I can't.
Unless you're talking about beer. Oh, we'll have a beer later. It's later.
No, it's now again. So you can't have your beer. So you need to not say later. You need to say on, like you, the first of the month, I will open all of this mail and pay all these bills.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, and then you could batch it. So, like, you can go get your mail, but then on the 14th, like you do, because not everybody is so disciplined as the Popeness, Jeremy Shane.
That's right. Don't forget it. The Popeness.
The Popeness from last month.
The Popeness.
Like, that's totally like your movie guy voice.
I'm totally going to go back. That's another one of those deals. If you hear the Popeness in, like, some big movie thing.
That's you?
I went back and did it.
Yeah.
Well, all right, moving right along now.
Moving right along. Moving right along to take us to our next segment. We have a lot coming up because we have practicing the three R's and your money word of the day, Jeremy Shane.
Yeah. But
first, we're going to take a moment to meet with our lovely sponsors. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and we'll be right back with more after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Are you a referral partner of Unlock Your Wealth Radio? Would you like to promote your products and services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being a part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call 866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. Call now.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You were listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, joined by the ever-popular country music sensation, Jeremy Shane Murphy.
Your Popeness.
That guy. So, Popeness, what's our money word of the day?
GTI.
Don't be throwing acronyms around here like that.
I know, it sounds like a dirty word or something you need to clean up with, like...
DTIR makes it
antibiotics.
Yeah. I have a DTIR.
You like that?
Yeah, what kind of antibiotics cure that?
DTI is a debt-to-income ratio, and it's actually just the monthly debts owed divided by monthly income.
And why is that so important?
Because if you ever want to get a loan from a bank, hypothetically, if you ever wanted to do that, a bank will take a look at that. And if you have more month left over at the end of your money, you got a problem.
I love it. Yeah, that is true. So that is a good point. And that was actually the answer or part of the answer to our trivia question a couple weeks ago when we were talking about Remember Real Estate, and we were talking about the two layers of risk. That would be income and our credit reports, what we owe, our income and our outgo. And so we take and create a ratio from that to determine affordability. So that's what debt to income is for. No antibiotics necessary.
Yuck.
But thanks for bringing that up. This is the adult version of Unlock Your Wealth Radio. The over 18. So, yeah, if you don't like stuff like that, please take our listeners' survey, if you would, and tell us that you think things like that stink. But tell us what you like about the show. We are dying to know what you value in this show, because whatever it is that you like, we want to give you more of. So all you need to do is visit unlockyourwealthradio.com and see on our website there is a fabulous, glistening little blue button that says take our listeners' survey, and we will be super grateful if you did. Now, we have a litany more things coming up, like our practicing the three R's. This week's key in our Keys to Riches financial wellness series is review, revise, and recommit. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. We're so glad you joined us on this adult version of Unlock Your Wealth Radio with our DTIs and acronyms and antibiotics. The Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that not only teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, it also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. So we're almost through. We are on our next to the last key in our Keys to Riches financial wellness series. And we are practicing the three R's. What did I just say?
The three R's.
Okay.
Practicing the three R's.
Because I just looked at this other page that I shouldn't be looking at. And it messed me up.
You need to clean your desk.
I got to get rid of the color because it's costing me money.
What I'm worried about is you're going to clean your desk and critters are going to come out.
Stop. Like, yours is any better. So this week's key is the final touches on our Break the Budget key. And the purpose of this week's key and the purpose of breaking our budget is because budgets are like diets, something we go onto and off of with usually dire consequences when we come off of them. Things get worse. We get fat again, or we get fatter than we were before we went on the diet. And just like that, when we come off of our budget, we start recklessly spending and probably create more debt than what we went on our debt diet to get rid of all of the debt. We wind up having twice as much. So instead of doing that, we break our budget, and that's our seventh key. And when we do this, we do it with the intent of creating a healthy savings and spending plan, because budgets are rigid and inflexible. But with a healthy savings and spending plan, we can allow for unexpected events, unplanned spending, catastrophic events that we have to overcome, and we can work around and keep the budget in a state of flux or movement where it's a plan instead of just a budget that is like this specific container that only certain things fit into. So with the review, revise, and recommit, we attack this from a different perspective because we know that this is not a race, it's a journey. So we want to check in and make sure that we are achieving what we set out to achieve. And this is the opportunity that allows us to change course if need be. So that's why this key is so important. So it's got three parts to it, and I like the practicing the three R's because it's kind of like reading, writing, and arithmetic, but only more important because it's proximal to your financial livelihood. And that's review, revise, and recommit. And the reason why we have these three is because it's not just important to review what's going on, but we need to review all things that are involved in a healthy savings and spending plan, which is not just income and outgo. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. And then we also need to ask ourselves, what new information do we have that may alter either temporarily or permanently our goals or our current savings and spending plan? So that's the second portion. And then because money management is long term, and because when we manage our money, it's we're dealing with biology and we're constantly having to fight our inner curmudgeon who wants to seek pleasure and avoid pain and can't even see past right now, let alone 20 years out, we need to recommit ourselves to our goals. And that's the three R's. We're going to go into the process in just a moment. But first, Jeremy Shane.
Yes.
So what do you see about practicing the three R's that may be different from what you currently do with your money management habits?
That's a good question.
I know. That's why I asked it.
Maybe I should learn to how to apply them better.
Well,
as should most people.
As we just went through them.
Even if you're good at it, you should still learn from them.
Okay.
What would you do?
So, as you continually duck the
question. How does that make you feel?
Warm and fuzzy. The purpose of the three R's is to create a stopgap in our current budgeting habits. And so we've retrained those by doing our organic assessment, matching our savings and spending plan to our goals, which we have done the reduce it to the ridiculous. So we know exactly what our daily dollars should be doing. So it's a matter of just following the plan. But, you know, sometimes we run astray. And so this is the stopgap to keep us from running astray. Do you ever review your current savings and spending plan with your financial goals?
Well, I review my stuff every day. It just depends on what you're talking about. Are you talking about like stocks and bonds, or are you talking about day-to-day budgets?
No, and I'm not even talking about review, revise, and recommit is a quarterly event that we do to see if we are measuring where we are.
I think that's a good idea, and everybody needs to do it. However, to me, it's kind of like a diet. You know, do you just do your New Year's resolution every year and say, I'm going to start a diet? Or do you choose with every single meal that you make, this is what I should be eating and I should stay away from that? But that's just me. I understand what you're saying.
But you're not answering the question. Do you do a quarterly review of your...
Not as often as I should, no.
Or ever. Just admit it. Just admit it. I got you. Like one of these keys, you're not perfect.
Okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Finally. Mr. Perfect. There's a chink in the armor and I found it. Well, folks, this review, revise, and recommit key is super important because this is what keeps you where you need to go. And after these words from our sponsors, I'm going to give you the specific tools you need to make your money management plan the most comprehensive, successful plan that you have ever undertaken in your life. You are listening to Jeremy Shane and Heather Wagenhals on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become.
Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Are you a referral partner of Unlock Your Wealth Radio? Would you like to promote your products and services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being a part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call 866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. Call now.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your purveyor of prosperity with country music sensation Jeremy Shane Murphy.
A.K.A.
The Pogueness.
The Pogueness.
A.K.A. Chink in the Armor. So as we progress through this week's key of practicing the three R's, review, revise, and recommit, we're going to do this in a very systematic fashion. So if you have been with us since the beginning of the season, you will have all of these things. If you are joining us for the first time or a relatively recent time, never fear, unlockyourwealthradio.com is here where you can download all of these previous episodes and get caught up, or just wait for the season to roll over in 2 weeks, and you'll be all pro by the end of next season. So in our review, revise, and recommit phase, we are going to first review. Here's the process. You are going to get out some documents. You're going to get out your last three monthly savings and spending trackers. You are also going to get out your dreams with deadlines worksheet. If you remember, that was our where I am from our three questions and five areas of concern. We're also going to grab, in addition to our goals, our last balance sheet that we did for our where I am, because the balance sheet is your where I am. Your dreams with deadlines is where I'm going. Those are your goals. And your last three savings and spending trackers. You're also going to download the Practicing the Three R's quarterly review worksheet. The first thing we're going to do is not crunch numbers. Do you know why? Because it doesn't matter what they come up with if we don't know where our targets are first. That's why. So we are going to grab our Dreams with Deadlines worksheet, and we're going to review our goals. What are our financial goals? Long-term, 20 years out, and then all the way back. So you will know what your three-month goals were. And now, once we refresh our memory of where we wanted to go, we've got our balance sheet, we know where we were, because it's not where I am anymore. Now we're going to take our Practicing the Three R's worksheet, and we're going to crunch all the numbers. So we're going to look at what went out, what came in, what debt got reduced, and we're going to answer all the questions in this worksheet. After we evaluate and answer all of these questions, we're going to ask ourselves this question: am I closer to or further away from my goals? Do you know why we ask that?
Because you need to.
Yes, because what we were trying to do is see if we got where we wanted to go. Did life go according to plan? Did we participate in our plan fully? Because life happens. Things happen to us, around us, beyond us. And we have to be prepared for all of this stuff. And when we get caught up in things like dropping Susie off for dance lessons, and we got to take little Johnny to soccer, and then, oh my gosh, I forgot my husband's dry cleaning, and I got to circle back and get that before I get this person for practice. And then I got to get dinner on, and oh my gosh, husband's working late, and all these things that are going on. Sometimes we lose sight of our goals and our what our daily dollars are doing. So instead of going and making dinner like you had planned, you get tired, you're all stressed out, something crappy happened at work, you grab the kids, and then you're through the drive-thru at McDonald's and on the way home. And this may happen more than once. So what we need to do is we need to look at, are we closer to or further away from our goals? If we are closer to, yay. That means that we follow the plan and we met or exceeded what we set outside for ourselves. And then we can move to the revision section. If not, we need to ask ourselves why. Was it by our own hand, or was it circumstances beyond our control that got us further away from our goals? Why is this important?
You have to evaluate.
But why is it important to identify whether or not we made a mistake or it was something that happened to us?
So you can avoid it in the future, I would imagine.
Yes, but so we can employ last week's key with forget the perfection principle, and we need to identify what it is. Is this a recurrent spending problem that we had that hung us up? And if so, what's the driver behind it? Why are we doing this? Maybe we need to go further back to identifying our fears and taking emotion out of our spending decisions. Perhaps that might be what it is. But in any case, we need to let ourselves off the hook, because what is it in the past? And we need to be able to take the message from the lesson, but let go of all the emotion and move forward. So that's why it's important to identify that. So then we move to our revision key. And here we're going to take that information that we had from the first question, which was, you know, review. And we're going to take that information. If we're closer to our goals, great. So do we have any new information that might change our goals either temporarily or permanently? Can you think of something that might temporarily change our goals?
Well, obviously something unexpected that pops up, like, oh, what about a hospital bill?
There you go. What about, what would change our goals? Like an unexpected pregnancy?
I don't even want to think about that.
But it could happen.
Sure, it could. Absolutely.
What about the care of an indigent parent?
Probably 1,000 of them out there.
Okay, but what if that impacts us? You know, we don't have medical coverage to put them in a facility. We're going to have to maybe take on that care of that indigent parent. What if our child has, you know, autism or something, we find out something terrible, and now we have a special needs child? You know, or what if, you know, one of our siblings passes away and we receive custody of the kid? Now we're the, you know, now we have to, that materially alters our financial plans if we have to take on that care of that other individual. So what we need to do is we need to decide, is this a temporary or permanent situation? And we need to augment our finances in order to get where we want to go. So this augmentation occurs one of two ways. We either augment what our daily dollars are doing in our savings and spending plan, or we have to revise our goals. We can still have the same goals, but it might not be realistic for us to achieve them if we're not able to contribute as much to our savings and investments. So maybe we review our goals and find that, you know what, some of our goals were kind of superficial and maybe we don't want those things after all, or they're not as important for us to have right now as it is to be able to take on these new responsibilities. So this is where this plan gets its momentum, because it allows us to revise both our monthly savings and spending plans and our goals if necessary. Maybe we push them out and so say, you know, I want to buy a home and instead of 5 years, it's 7 years or 10 years. Maybe we push that out. Maybe, you know, that trip around the world gets put off for a little while. It doesn't have to be forever. It's not no, it's just not now. And it's about evaluating opportunity cost and being able to effectively address the situation in front of us. And if we did our hope for the best, plan for the worst strategy, and we did it in a comprehensive fashion, we were very thorough when we did it, then we've already come up with these alternative scenarios. And while we're under this duress or stress of the situation of having all of these things occur, we've already created that plan, so all we have to do is plug it into the system, and then the savings and spending plan can flow almost seamlessly and morph and change to the new information that we have and the new lifestyle changes that we'll be making. And once we're done with this, we need to recommit to our goals. And that's the third R in practicing the three R's. And it's important because, again, we've got that inner curmudgeon that's only focused on the here and now and eliciting pleasure and avoiding pain. So we need to re-energize our goals. So once we get our new goals, if we change those at all, in place, we need to re-satiate our palates, if you will, get hungry again, get driven and motivated and excited about seeing ourselves in that way and visualizing what the future looks like, what it looks like, smells like, tastes like, sounds like, feels like, and bring that excitement of the future into today and associate that with our daily dollars and what our daily dollars are doing. All that activity has to be excited and energized and satiated with emotion so we stay engaged in it. Because if we're not excited about it, we're not going to do it. I mean, how many times have you committed to something because somebody talked you into it and you were not enthused about doing that? So this way, we do this as a quarterly event. And it helps keep us dialed in. So now that you're familiar with those three R's, now what do you think?
Well, what do you think?
I'm going to strangle you. That's what I think. I think that we're going to be down a host next season. It's the most flexible way to keep our money and our emotions and our goals in check. And because life is in a state of flux, it allows our money management system to fluctuate with life.
I do think it's a very good system. I do think also that it takes a little bit of willpower, because although it may be easy to use and very good to use, you still have to have enough willpower to actually use it.
Well, it's just the practice, getting the habit in place. Removing the old habit or deleting the old habit by installing a new habit and working at it until it becomes autopilot.
Correct.
Well, that's it for this week's key. For all of your worksheets for this week's key statement, key affirmation, and key action items, please visit our website at unlockyourwealthradio.com and click on this week's key tab. And for more in-depth interviews with money experts, strategies, and members-only tools to fix your credit, get out of debt, and have more money and happiness, do what other savvy listeners have and visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. I'm Heather Wagenhall.
And I'm Jeremy Shane.
The Popeness.
Your Popeness.
Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Shane Murphy. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2013 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.